Happy Feast of Trumpets to you all. Brethren, when you hear or see a trumpet, what do you think of? You might think of Louis Armstrong or some other famous trumpeter. For me, in addition to what the Bible says, which we will look into in just a moment, I think of my brother, my dad, and my grandfather. My brother and my dad both played the trumpet in their school bands. And my dad in World War II, and my brother, or my grandfather, in the U.S. Army in France in World War I, probably heard the trumpet and the bugle a lot. The trumpet was used often in days gone by, and was even memorialized in the World Wars with songs such as Irving Berlin's 1918 bugle song, "Oh, How I Hate to Get Up in the Morning." And the World War II hit, "The Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B," sung by the Andrews Sisters. Because of a trumpet's ability to produce clear sounds that can be heard for long distances, it was often used by armies for giving signal directions. In ancient times, trumpets were more like bugles or a simplified horn. They were quite limited in the tones they could produce, unlike modern trumpets with their loops and their valves. In ancient Israel, the ram's horn, also known as the shofar, was one type of trumpet. In addition to that, Numbers chapter 10 describes another type. Let's read about that. Numbers chapter 10, beginning with verse 1. That's Numbers 10 and verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Make two silver trumpets for yourself. You shall make them of hammered work. You shall use them for calling the congregation and for directing the movement of the camp." God then gives Moses additional details about how that is to be done in verses 3 through 7. And then in verse 8, the Lord says, "The sons of Aaron, the priests, shall blow the trumpets, and these shall be to you as an ordinance forever throughout your generations. When you go to war in your land against the enemy who oppresses you, then you shall sound an alarm with the trumpets, and you will be remembered before the Lord your God, and you will be saved from your enemies. Also in the days of your gladness, in your appointed feasts, and at the beginning of your months, you shall blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of your peace offerings. And they shall be a memorial for you before your God. I am the Lord, your God." So we can see from this that there were a number of important uses for the special silver trumpets that Moses was to make. The trumpets were to be used to call the congregation to assembly, to give directions, to sound alarms, to announce the arrival of the feast days and the beginning of new months. And they were to remind Israel that the Lord God would save them. One of those memorials on which the trumpets were to be blown was the day we're observing today, the Feast of Trumpets, which was to be a memorial of the blowing of trumpets, as we read in Leviticus 23. Now, if you memorialize something, you help people to remember that thing. But why would we need to remember the blowing of trumpets? Maybe this illustration will help. I work on the 18th floor of an office building in uptown Charlotte. As far back as I can remember, that every year we have an annual fire drill. If we're in a conference call and the fire alarm goes off, we say, "Oh, that's the fire alarm. I've got to go. Sorry." And we get off the phone, grab whatever we can grab that's critical, and head for the nearest stairwell. We only have minutes to get off the floor and down to our appointed, arranged staging area. We are being trained to listen for the alarm, understand its meaning, take action, and follow directions. And someday it may save our lives. As Christians, we are being trained too. And part of God's training of us comes through the Feast of Trumpets. We are being trained to follow God's instructions, listen for his warning alarms while we watch and pray. Someday, the ultimate alarm will go off, will be sounded at Jesus' second coming. We want to be ready by going through the drill, listening to and heeding and trusting the one in charge, God. We will be ready. As part of our training, God wants us to remember the past blowing of trumpets, too, so we can learn lessons we need for the future. So let's look back in the past and see what we can learn and answer some questions along the way. First, were the silver trumpets ever made? Did the priests use them as God instructed? Well, let's find out. We're in Numbers. Please turn to Numbers chapter 31. A few pages over. Numbers 31 describes how God commanded Moses to assemble an army and fight against Midian. Verse 6, that's Numbers 31 and verse 6. Then Moses sent them to the war, 1,000 from each tribe. He sent them to the war with Phinehas, the son of Eleazar the priest, with the holy articles and the signal trumpets in his hand. Signal trumpets in his hand. The word translated trumpets or signal trumpets here is the same word to describe the silver trumpets back in Numbers 10. Yes, Moses did have the special trumpets made, and they were in the hands of the priests, and they were being used for signaling just as God had intended. By the way, this morning I'm just focusing in on the silver trumpets. The shofar, or ram's horn, was also extensively used in Israel's history. For instance, God had the priests blow the shofars as they went around the city of Jericho. But in this message, I'll just be focusing on those special silver trumpets, which we read about earlier. Okay, let's move on. Did the priests use the special trumpets to call out to God for help in times of war? And did God respond? For the answer to that question, please turn with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 13. That's 2 Chronicles 13. 2 Chronicles 13 describes a war between King Abijah and King Jeroboam. Abijah's forces were outnumbered 2-1. King Jeroboam had 800,000 soldiers in his army. King Abijah only had 400,000. Then Abijah stood on Mount Zemaraim and shouted out to the enemy soldiers, reminding them about King Jeroboam's rebellion against God, his idolatry, as contrasted to Judah's continued faithfulness to God. 2 Chronicles 13 and verse 12. That's 2 Chronicles 13 and verse 12. Now look, Abijah said, God himself is with us as our head, and his priests with sounding trumpets to sound the alarm against you, O children of Israel. Do not fight against the Lord God of your fathers, for you shall not prosper. But Jeroboam caused an ambush to go around behind them. So they were in front of Judah, and the ambush was behind them. And when Judah looked around, to their surprise, the battle line was at both front and rear. And they cried out to the Lord, and the priests sounded the trumpets. Then the men of Judah gave a shout. And as the men of Judah shouted, it happened that God struck Jeroboam and all Israel before Abijah and Judah. And the children of Israel fled before Judah, and God delivered them into their hand. Then Abijah and his people struck them with a great slaughter. So 500,000 choice men of Israel fell slain. Thus the children of Israel were subdued at that time, and the children of Judah prevailed because they relied on the Lord God of their fathers. So yes, Judah, at least at that time, obeyed God, followed his instructions, and the priests blew the silver trumpets, the same word for trumpet as was used in Numbers 10, and God heard them and saved them. Okay, next question. Were the silver trumpets blown on special occasions, joyous occasions over the sacrifices as prescribed in Numbers 10? Well, we're in 2 Chronicles, let's turn over a little to 2 Chronicles chapter 29. 2 Chronicles 29 describes how King Hezekiah restored worship in the temple and the observance of the holy days. In 2 Chronicles 29, verse 26, we read, "The Levites stood with the instruments of David, and the priests with the trumpets. Then Hezekiah commanded them to offer the burnt offerings on the altar. And when the burnt offering began, the song of the Lord also began with the trumpets and with the instruments of David, king of Israel. So all the assembly worshipped. The singers sang, and the trumpeters sounded, and all this continued until the burnt offerings were finished." Subsequent verses describe how Hezekiah and the people continued to obey God, and God blessed them greatly for it. And yes, the word for trumpets in this passage is the same word for trumpets used in Numbers 10. Well, those are just a few examples reminding us that when God's people and the rulers and the priests obeyed God, God gave them victory and blessings. We too must trust and rely on God, and He will come through for us. So why is it important to remember or memorialize the blowing of trumpets? Because we need to learn to do things God's way, to rely on Him for protection, to worship Him in the way He prescribes. Only then will we truly understand and be ready for the ultimate trumpet sounding. The Feast of Trumpets points to our deliverer, Jesus Christ, who delivers us from the wrath to come, as we're told in 1 Thessalonians 1:10. If we have made ourselves ready with God's help at the last trump, along with the other believers, we will be assembled, gathered together to meet the Lord in the air, and we will have victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.